To learn about speech, scientists often turn to songbirds, like this Bengalese finch.
The question that we were pursuing here is, how exactly do single brain cells control behavior?
Sam Sober is a biologist at Emory. While finches were singing, he recorded the signals coming from individual neurons in their brains using tiny electrodes. The signals are called spikes, and you can hear them here, represented by the pops.
These spikes are really sort of the currency by which the brain processes sensory information and controls behavior.
So spikes are how neurons communicate with each other. In the motor systems in the brain, they're telling muscles to act, walk, run, or in the case of the finch, to chirp. Sober says there were two possible answers in his experiment. Either how many spikes a neuron sends is the most important, or the pattern or timing of the spikes matters more.
And what we found is that spike timing is much, much more informative about upcoming behavior than total number of spikes or spike rate.
So pattern matters. Sober says scientists already knew this about other parts of the brain, but it's new for the motor part of the brain.
By looking at spike timing, for example, in recordings of human brain activity, you might be able to learn a lot more about how people are trying to control their arms, for example.
And for people who use prosthetic arms, he says, it could improve movement as new prosthetics that connect to the brain are developed. Sober's birdsong study was published this week in the journal PLOS Biology. Molly Samuel, WABE News.